Angela Paquette, going to interview Mr. Warren Newman on college life in the late 30s, early 40s.
For the sophomore English class at Chesney High School, dated May 12, 1988.
Way back in about 1920 to 1930, or when the people around here were making moonshine, you know. And what they would do first is put corn in a barrel, you know, and let it ferment, you know, and get ready, you know, for the distill. And then they, when it's ready, well, then they go at it and put it in a copper boiler where there's a lot of coils in it, and when it gets about so hot, so you put it under fire, you see, heat it good. Mm-hmm. And with a thing, they used oil stoves, wasn't no electric or anything, so we used a kerosene oil stove, three burner, and set this copper boiler on there and heat it up real good, and eventually it'll start running. You know, the juice will come out, you know, and that's what they made their whiskey from then.
Yeah.
And, of course, that was, well, some made a practice of it. They even sold it, you know, and had for their own use and everything like that. Yes. That's about it, as far as I know.
How did people get interested in doing moonshining?
Well, them days, there was, that was Prohibition days, see?
Yeah.
And you couldn't buy any whiskey or beer or anything.
Oh, yeah.
So people was making it then. They made their own beer, and they made their own whiskey. And, of course, some would even sell it, you know. But, of course, you wasn't supposed to.
Oh, yeah.
I know down through Maple Grove, Chesney, guy by the name of Ivan James, he was constable through this part of the country, and he would arrest him if he found out about it, you know, caught him with something, you know. Of course, a lot of people was notified ahead of time, and he'd go there, and then he wouldn't find nothing. It was all put away, hid away someplace, and after he left, and then he'd go right at it again.
How much did they charge? He said they sold it.
Well, oh, they got about $15 or $20 a gallon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. Because no way to get anything to drink unless you bought from these guys, you know.
Yeah. Now, could you tell me a little bit more about the construction of the still?
About what?
The construction of the still, how it was made, all the parts and everything.
Well, as far as I can remember, it was nothing but a regular copper boiler, and then they it was made up with a coil that kept wrapping round, 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 you know, in there, and that's where eventually the stuff would come through that coil out into a glass jug, you know, a big 5-gallon jug. It'd run in there, you know. And of course, it come out, it would be about 100% proof, you know, it would be pretty strong, you know. And of course, then they dilute it when they go to sell it, that way they diluted it, make it about like it should be, you know, to be able to be drank, you know.
Yep.
Boy, that's quite a while back. I was pretty young then yet.
When was this?
Huh?
During what years were this?
About 1920 to 1930, around in there, as far as I can remember.
Yep. You said people sold it. Did they just make moonshine for the money? Or
some did. In them days, things were pretty tough going, you know, and you couldn't make a living unless you had something extra to make a little money with, and that's what they made then, moonshine. Some even made homebrew beer, you know, and to sell, and have their own use too.
Okay. What exactly was the moonshine made out of?
Corn.
Just corn?
Yeah.
Just ground it up?
Grind it up, you know. And they have their own grinders, you know, they grind it up and then they put it in that barrel and let it ferment, you know.
And how long did it take?
That would take maybe about 15 days usually to make a good mash, you know.
Yeah. You said something about mash. What was the difference between sweet mash and sour mash?
Well, no, usually sour. It's always sour, you know, when it was ready.
I mean, was there a different amount of time that they let it ferment?
Was
there a different amount of time that they let it ferment, whether they wanted sweet or sour?
They could figure that out. These guys making it, they knew just about when it was ready, you know, for different grades, you know, like. I knew maybe about 25 people one time that they used to make it around the country here.
Any of them still around in the area?
Most of them are dead and gone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I was just a kid at that time, but these people that was making it, there was, 50, 60 years old around in there, you know.
Yeah.
And I was probably 17, 18. I don't know. I don't want to mention no names, you know.
I was talking to my neighbor, and he said he still knows a guy that does it.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, he still does the moonshine, yep.
Is that right? Yeah, there is some that keeps right on going with it, but most of them guys I knew, they're dead and gone now.
Oh, yeah.
I only knew one guy got a jail term. He didn't listen. He got notified, all right, but he didn't listen, and Ivan James caught him with it,
yeah.
And he got a jail term.
How long?
Put him in jail.
For how long?
I think it was 30 days.
30 days?
I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
Did they have to construct their own stills?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, no, that's the guys like used to repair car radiators. They was pretty good at fixing radiators, so they'd get these guys to make these stills.
Oh, yeah.
And these guys knew what to do, you know, because they was making a lot of them for different people around.
Mm-hmm. You said that it was pretty strong. I mean, what's the comparison to just today's whiskey that you can buy in stores?
Oh, it'll be a lot stronger than what you buy today. See, today I think your whiskey, regular whiskey, is about 18%, I think.
Huh?
Around in there.
Oh, yeah.
At that time, when they was making it, it'd be 100 proof, you know, when they start out, when it come out. And then they had to dilute it. They had a outfit there to check it. Make it what strength they want, you know.
Like, what do you mean?
Just like a chemist, you know. They had a thermometer deal like you put in that and check it, see how strong it was.
Oh, yeah.
It was 100 proof, well, then they cut it way back, you know.
Yeah.
Make a lot more of it, you know.
How big was the still?
Well, you probably don't remember, but the regular copper boiler like the women used to when they was washing, you know, them copper boilers, they're about maybe 3 foot long, maybe, something like that, and about 2 foot wide.
Okay.
And they were probably about foot and a half high or something like that, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And of course the coils was all put in there some way or another. And then they had where it come out towards the bottom, you know. The coil come out towards the bottom and run into this, about a 5 gallon jug. After it got it going, you know, after it got so hot, it would automatically start coming out, run, you know. I can remember that yet.
Okay. What kind of people bought?
You'll be surprised, most anybody.
Yeah. Everyone?
All the people.
Really?
Throughout the country. They all wanted some, you know.
Yeah.
They had good sale for it.
Yeah.
I knew one guy had a old Chevrolet touring car, and he tipped it over in a ditch and didn't have no top on it, and he put a barrel in the back seat in place of the cushion, and as he going down the highway, you could see that barrel sticking out, and you have that for the moonshine, you know, going around selling it to people. Okay, before he get back that day, he'd sell that whole barrel of whiskey, moonshine.
The parts that the steel was made of, could they just pick it up anywhere in a store?
No, it was all copper.
All copper.
It had to be all copper.
What was that?
It was a copper boiler and also copper tubing, you know.
Huh.
And it, of course, copper, you could bend it easy, make coils out of it, you know. Huh. It come in rolls, but you could make it the way you wanted anyway.
Uh-huh. Well, why did they have to even have coils?
Why?
Yeah.
Well, so... That was a way to, in order to make it, make the whiskey, it had to be in a coil, so it be in that, where it's hot, you know, longer time, you know, for it to get out, come out.
Oh, okay. Is there any other terms that they used for moonshine? Just names given to it?
No, they moonshine they call it mostly. That's all I remember.
Okay.
Some say whiskey, but that was moonshine mostly.
Okay.
I don't know why they say moonshine.
Well, I guess that's about all the questions I've got for you right now.
Okay.
Could I have your birth date?
My birthday?
Yeah.
I was born 30th of March, 1901.